Power companies are being urged to do more to support struggling customers instead of disconnecting them when they fail to pay their bills. A report by the Essential Services Commission shows that a big increase in the number of Victorian customers have been disconnected in the last year, and it's happening in other states as well, as Simon Lauder reports.
The Essential Services Commission annual review of energy retailers shows a 50% jump in the number of Victorians who had their gas disconnected last year. About 24,000 electricity customers were disconnected. That's a 33% increase. The Commission's Chief Executive Officer, David Heaps, says the figures are very concerning.
Energy retailers can be doing far better in handling customers in hardship.
And what makes you believe the companies aren't doing enough to help customers?
Our results indicate that within 7 days, about half of the people are being reconnected at the same address and with the same name. So to us, that's an indicator that the companies are using disconnection as a credit management tool.
So they're not people who've skipped town, they're people who are sitting in the dark because they couldn't afford to pay their bill?
Absolutely. The other thing that's concerning is the number of hardship programs that energy companies offer is far less than those of water companies who service the same customers.
In the last 4 years, energy prices have increased between 30 and 80% across Australia, so the rise in disconnections is not exclusive to Victoria. Late last month, the New South Wales Energy Ombudsman raised concerns about the high number of customers who had their power cut off over the last year.
And those figures released by the Essential Services Commission actually mirror similar sorts of increases for disconnections through ombudsman schemes and other regulators in South Australia, New South Wales and Queensland.
The Manager of Policy and Research with the St Vincent de Paul Society, Gavin Dufty, says energy companies should offer their customers alternative payment options, such as payment by instalments.
What you want to do is have the lowest reconnection rate you can, because they're the people that are suffering material deprivation from the withdrawal of the essential service. When it's up around 50%, that is a very poor performance. And the duration that those people are sitting in the dark, that's actually a bit of a worry too, because they have then lost all the food in their fridge. We don't know how they're managing in the meantime. And when you've got either cold spells coming through or hot spells coming through, that actually can cause quite severe health issues.
The group which represents energy retailers has no one available to comment this morning.
Simon Lauder.